Dear Laura, greetings. Remember in year five when we were outside at break? You said you'd be my best friend forever if I shared my snack with you. It was a glorious packet of opal fruits that my mother had packed as a special treat. I shared this special treat, but so far, Laura, you have failed to keep your side of the bargain. For instance, later that same week when I needed help studying for a spelling test, you never showed up by the swings where we were going to meet. At first, I thought something horrendous had happened to you, for surely it would take something awful to keep you from your best friend, until I spotted you by the slide, but you could not see me. I suspect that you were pretending. Despite my pleas of, this isn't funny anymore, Laura, stop pretending that I'm not talking to you, I am not the wind, this invisibility game continued for 7 years. Then I changed schools. I asked you to write, and I'm sad to report you did not. Perhaps you lost my address? Recently, I tried to add you as a friend on Facebook. Twice, in fact. Curiously, you don't come up on my friends list. It's as if Facebook doesn't even recognise we are best friends. Silly Facebook. I've been going through a hard time lately. My grandmother died, and at the funeral it was revealed to my surprise that she was actually my great-grandmother. I don't need to tell a bright girl like you what that would make my mother and sister. Let's just say it's a good thing that the family tree was drawn in pencil. Then my boyfriend slash uncle, don't even ask, left me due to the strain. I have a rash I cannot identify, short of the fact that it's in the shape of an otter. Also, I'm moving. Do you still own a van? Despite my best efforts, I don't know what is going on in your life, but what I do know is that I really need my best friend right now. Cannot wait to hear from you. Failing that, please send replacement opal fruits through first class post. Your best friend, Rose. Dear Chris, in the summer of 2002, upon sharing my pudding, you said that you would love me forever.